Nei da. Men altså, det er jo ingen som svarer når en random dame ringer deg på Instagram.
Hva om jeg skal ringe han? Jeg ringer han på Instagram.
Hvorfor er det bedre?
Fordi du har jo allerede sendt han melding.
Ja, men han har jo ikke sett den.
Nei, bare ring du, Kristine.
Han har jo ikke sett den.
Neida.
Men kanskje du skal komme hit?
Jeg kommer.
Nei, det er det samme hvem av oss som ringer. Jeg tror ikke det har så mye å si, da.
Ok, Kristine, nå filmer jeg, så prøv å ringe Sugar Ray.
Ok. Sugar Ray, Ray Ford. Go! Kontakter. Sugar Ray, Ray Ford, kan ikke bli med i videoschatten.
Hæ?
Hvorfor det? En gang til. Nei!
Hæ? Ja, men funker det ikke?
Nei, jeg vet ikke. Jeg skjønner ikke. Men han har jo svart tidligere. Så
prøv på Messenger. Prøv på Messenger.
På Messenger?
Ja, han må jo ha Messenger, han også.
Sugar Ray. Rayford. Hi! Sugar Ray. We would like you to guest our podcast.
Ok, da venter vi og ser da.
Ja, Sugar Ray må svare.
Du hører nå på Notodden Blues Pod, en podcast om en liten by med en stor festival. Notodden Blues Festival trekker over 20 000 blusere til byen hvert år. Og alle disse menneskene skaper sine egne minner og historier på hver eneste festival. Hvert år skjer det unike møter, unike opplevelser og varige minner skapes. 2020 et annerledes år for oss alle, også for oss bluesentusiaster. Og i år så reiser denne podcastserien tilbake i tid og holder blueshjertet varmt, mens vi venter på at byen igjen skal males blå under årets fineste helg på Notodden. Og det Åste Kristine Sandvik Hammer og jeg, Kristine Løflagen Korslung, som tar deg med på denne reisen.
Bluespod. Sjette episode av Notodden Bluespod i gang, Kristine, og denne episoden ganske kul.
Dette tror jeg var min favorittepisode å spille inn.
Ja. Og den mest stressende.
Uten tvil.
Eller bortsett fra Torbjørn Røe Isaksen. Men det hadde seg sånn at vi i fjor snakket veldig mye om en artist på den sesongen av Bluespodden. Vi hadde vært på en konsert som gjorde veldig sterke inntrykk. Og det var Sugar Ray Rayford.
Mr. Sugar Ray ja. Rayford!
Og det liksom så gøy navn å si, så man får liksom så veldig sånn piffen når man snakker om Sugar Ray, og i hvert fall hvis man var på den konserten og fikk bakoversveis som alle oss andre, hadde jo håret bakover i ukesvis, ja.
Det kan jeg ikke huske at du hadde.
Men, stor rett ut.
Det er gøy, ok, det var nytt for meg, men det, ja, ok.
Ja, Sugar Ray, han jo en artist som har vært på Notodden Blues Festival flere ganger, viser det seg. Men det var jo da den 2018-konserten som virkelig gjorde inntrykk på vårs. Og vi satt oss et litt hårete mål før vi begynte på innspillingen av denne episoden. Og det var at vi skulle få kontakt med han.
Mm.
Det viste seg ikke være så veldig vanskelig.
Noen av oss har vært litt fangirls på Sugar Ray tidligere og chatta litt med han på Instagram.
Ja.
Så var han enkel link i DM-en til Mr. Sugar Ray Rayford.
Ja, du var der allerede, du.
Jeg var der allerede.
Så det tok vel cirka et døgn, så var vi i kontakt med denne superstjerna.
Nå kommer Åste Hammer. God morgen. Er du klar for en ny dag?
Ja, jeg ganske klar, ja.
Det har vært en utvikling i Sugar Ray Rayford-saken.
Hæ? Er det sant? Har du fått svar?
Yes. Jeg våkna i dag til morgenen. Og så har han svart. Sure, I would love to. Og en bitmoji.
Og vi skal ringe han nå?
Så ser du ikke, vi har rigget opp kamera, og vi klare. Vi bare venter på at Sugar Ray skal komme inn i Teams, så ta på deg mikken.
Okay.
På med den mikken.
Ja, jeg hadde jo syntes det var litt ordentlig hvis jeg kunne forberedt meg litt til det her, da.
Altså, man... stjernene venter ikke på vårs helt enda.
Nei, vi venter på dem.
Vi venter på dem.
Sugar Ray, ja.
Så, altså min favorittartist fra 2018-plakaten. Kanskje min favorittopplevelse. Nå skal vi snakke med han live!
Ok, ja, men når det avtalt at han skal...
Nå. Jeg har sendt han link. Jeg venter bare på at han skal svare. Nå det en time siden jeg snakket med han sist. Og det jo... Klokka jo 2, da. På natta i LA. Hvor ja. Han bor. Nå ble jeg så sykt nervøs. Sugar Ray, gi tilgang!
Å, herregud!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Good, how are you?
Not bad, thank you.
Good to finally see you.
You also.
What time is it? Are you in LA now? Or?
It is 2:18 a.m.
Wow.
2:18 a.m. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
No,
that's
good. Thank you.
There you go. So, how have you been since last time?
I've been good. I've been bored, but I've been good.
You're stuck inside as well?
Yeah, but you know, I have a nice house. I'm in my man cave right now, smoking a cigar as always. Hey. So it's okay.
That's nice. Are you in LA or?
No, I'm at my house in the desert. I'm out in Arizona.
In Arizona, okay. Mm. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I told you, we are making a podcast for Notodden Blues Festival. All
right.
And you were here in 2018, correct?
Yes. Was it 2018 or 2018? Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
And we went to your show. Your party. Oh, it was not a concert. It was a party.
Exactly. Always a party, never a concert. I don't like this word concerts. People think that means to sit down, and I want people to dance.
So. But how did
Sorry,
you get to...
I keep looking here. I have you on a really big screen.
Oh, yeah.
The computer's here, but the big screen is there.
Oh, there you go. Hello.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I always want people to party. You know, it's... That's what it's about. It's about having a good time. So I don't mind if people are talking and blah, blah, blah. But I want people to, you know, for one hour and a half, to forget about everything, drink, party, have fun. And that's what music is about, to help you forget what's going on, you know.
Yeah, we could tell when you were here because we made a podcast season last year and we talked a lot about this, your show at Teledørn, where you... left the stage because there was one person who didn't dance.
Oh!
Oh, and you went down on the to the crowd and tried to dance with her. Do you remember this?
Sort of. Yeah. I don't know. This is always me, so I don't know. Did she dance?
No, she ran.
She ran away. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
She left the party. She ran away.
Oh. Tell her I'm sorry.
We will. But yeah, so can I ask you...
Why did she come if she didn't want to dance? I didn't understand.
It's a good question.
But how did you come to know about Notodden and the festival here?
Oh, wow. Well, the first time I went out... Way back when I was with the Manish Boys, I came to Notodden and I played the Notodden Blues Festival with the Manish Boys and Joost... Randy Sharkoff, the president of Delta Groove Records, and then when I came and played it once with the Manish Boys, then they invited me back. So actually, I think maybe I've played Notodden now maybe 3 times. So it's been a lot of fun. Plus, I always love to come to Norway. You know, it's always good people. So everywhere I've gone over Norway, from all the way to Svalbard, people are always very nice, and I like it. So. And very green. I like that.
Are you planning on coming back next year?
Oh, God. Anytime I'm invited, yes.
Yay.
I'm just wondering if we have to wear a mask while we're singing and our, you know, gloves and all this. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm the band, everybody, we're ready to play. But, you know, in America, you know, we have a weird government right now, so people are doing whatever they want to do, which I think my thoughts is that it's going to make it last longer in America. So, but we'll see, you know, we'll see. Hopefully. So maybe I can come play in Europe and I won't be able to play in the States for a while because it's crazy here. So,
yeah.
The first show I had at No Time was with the Manish Boys, and that must have been 2015, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking 2015, I was with the Manish Boys, and it was such a crazy, it was us and ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember that. It was ZZ Top because I remember talking to those guys backstage, and it was very crazy because for me, it was a crazy time of life. I had just joined the Manish Boys and so many big shows right away and trying to learn the band, trying to learn the songs, and we came to No Time, and I remember thinking, like, man, the Vikings, they can really drink. Oh, I remember. No. The first show I played in No Totten was in Chopstick. Chopstick.
Oh, yeah.
The Cement Blues Festival.
Okay.
Oh. Yes, right on the fjord. And I remember this now. Yeah, Chopstick.
All right.
And Lazy Lester, I swear I met Lazy Lester, and me and Lazy Lester, we went fishing in the fjord, and we hung out for 5 days, and the sun didn't go down, and it was a lot of fun. And then when I went to No Totten with the Manish Boys, I just remember, like, you know, the Norwegians, they were teaching me about Ashpil and Nashpil.
Oh, yeah.
The after parties.
So I learned about Nashpil, and I learned about Ashpil, and I remember thinking, like, wow, they drink so much beer, but they're having a really good time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And every time I'm going back, it's been a lot of fun. So.
Oh, makes us happy. We also saw that, first of all, congratulations on the awards that you've been winning lately.
Oh, yeah, it's been kind of cool. You know, unfortunately, I would like to be able to go out to play to show people why they give me the awards, but...
It's been the last
12 months have been really crazy. You know, I was nominated for a Grammy, and then we won that year Soul Blues Male Artist, and then this year, just maybe 1 week ago, I won the Soul Male Blues Artist again, and B.B. King Entertainer, which was really crazy. And then the Chicago Blues Corporate voted us number one blues band for the year, and then a bunch of other awards. It's been really, really, really strange, really crazy. So, but I'm very happy. I'm very proud to get this, and the band, my band, you know. A really good band, and they were very happy for us also, so it's been really cool.
Congratulations.
Really cool. Yeah, congrats.
We're happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have one of the I can see behind you on the wall? What's that? Do you have any awards?
I don't know.
Up there?
What do you see?
Right behind you.
Are those awards?
Oh yeah, let's. I have some more in. You mean here? Some awards here.
Yeah,
I do.
In here, but then there's some here, and then there's more that I did not hang up, and more that I didn't bring out because the shelf is very small. So.
Well, that's a good sign when you don't have room on your shelf for all of your awards.
Oh well. it's lucky, you know. I put a few out here because, you know, I do a show every Tuesday called Live at the Sugar Shack. This is the Sugar Shack, and I just bring on really good friends of mine. Some of them are very famous, some of them not so famous, and we just talk and people listen, and it's pretty cool. And it's just for fun, just to keep busy.
Yeah, well, we need to see that.
We do.
So people can see some of them, but I forget they're there. Yeah, this one from last year. This is the BMA from last year, so.
Wow.
It was Soul Male Blues Artist. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Wow.
Now, I guess they will mail the new ones to me, I guess. maybe it's in the mail soon.
Do you know where you're going to place them?
Huh?
Do you know where you're going to place them?
I'm going to put them in the house. there's more awards in the house, in the what we say, we call it the living room.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a bunch of big bookshelves, and I just put them on the shelf. And, you know, when I'm home, I am just Ray. I'm not Sugar Ray. So,
you're just, you
know,
Ray.
I take out the trash. I wash the car, you know, take care of everything like regular. So,
polish.
I want to be regular. You know, I don't have a, what's that word? I'm not diva, you know. I'm very excited and happy for the awards, but for me, mostly it's when I'm actually playing and people are in front of me. This is when I come alive, and this is the best time for me. So the awards are cool. Don't get me wrong; it's always nice to win, but it doesn't mean like this big giant thing for me. It's more. If I go somewhere and someone like you guys call me and tell me that you enjoyed the concert, you enjoyed the party, then I feel like, okay, now that to me is a big award. That really means something, you know.
We definitely did. We saw a concert the first day you were here in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home that night, I had to show my father all the different videos.
She actually was standing and filming so much because she was like, I have to show this to my dad.
did he like it? Was he okay?
He did. His girlfriend and him.
Bernard Purdy came up and played with us.
Yes!
Chris.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I have
yeah.
them all right here. And I showed them to my father that night when I came home. And then you had a new concert at Hovigsangar a few days later.
Yes.
And he went to see the concert, and he was super excited about it. And he had such a good time.
Right on. You should have come up and said hello.
Yeah. I actually did. I have a picture of you and me from Hovigsangar. I don't know if I have it here, but I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Very cool. I'll put it up on the Facebook and the Instagram and everything.
All right. And maybe in a frame next to your awards.
I would be. If I do this, though, it'll cause a lot of trouble. There's a lot of pictures. I don't think I have enough room.
But yeah, we have so many videos of you from that year. And look here. Not sure. We were standing right next to the stage, right in front of you. And you were dancing.
Yeah.
I'll send them to you.
Okay.
I'll send them to you.
You had a good spot.
Yeah,
we did. We're right in front of the stage.
Yeah. But did you know Bernard Purdy before that, or...?
No, we met at the hotel. I mean, I knew who he was.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Legendary. You know, he knows another really big legendary drummer I used to play with named James Gatson, another really, really well, you know, both of those guys in their 70s now, but these are the guys that played all. I mean, James Gatson is the drummer for all the Bill Withers tunes, and I don't know if you know the band Watts, 145, you know the song. Express yourself.
Yeah.
That's Mr. James Gatson. So Bernard and I, we were talking at the hotel before the show, and then he was making me remember that we had met maybe 2 years before in Italy at the Poretta Soul Festival. But I didn't remember this. But we talked all day at the hotel, and his beautiful wife Celia, she's so sweet, and. It was great, and my drummer and my bass player, you know, they were just going crazy, like, that's Bernard Purdy.
Yeah.
And I treated everyone the same, so it's like, for me, I don't get, I give the respect, I always call him Mr. Purdy, and I was shocked when he came down, you know, and I saw him standing overside, and he looked like happy, so I just asked him, I said, hey, man, you want to sit in and play? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
So
and then since then, though, we've kept very close with emails and talking, and he's come to like maybe 3 shows. I did some shows 6 months after that show in New York, and he and Celia drove down, and he sat in and hung out, and now whenever we see each other, it's like old friends, so it's pretty cool. He's a very nice person. His wife, they're all very, very nice people.
So no, it wasn't planned at all?
He's not a diva. He's very down to earth.
Yeah.
But it wasn't planned at all?
No. No, I didn't know he was coming.
Oh, that's like really cool.
We had talked at lunch or breakfast at the hotel, just like, hey, Sugar, like, hey, Mr. Purdy, how you doing? And we sat down and had breakfast and lunch together. And then some of the guys came down and some of his people came down, but we were all just hanging. And then when I was playing that night, I didn't even, you know, my mind is everywhere. So at first I didn't even know that he was standing on the side. And then I don't know if it was the bass player or my guitar player. They called me Pops. They said, hey, Pops, this Purdy is standing over there. And I looked over and, you know, he was like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, you want to play? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's people like, you're crazy. You asking Bernard Purdy to come up. You don't just ask Bernard Purdy. And I'm like, people are people. He's like, he's having a good time. You know, we having a good time. You want to play? Come play. You know, so he came up and played, you know, but I didn't want to do a bunch of songs because I didn't want him to come to work, you know. Yeah. I wanted him to just enjoy himself. So it was really cool. So,
it was a cool experience for us in the audience as well. Yeah.
It was cool for us too. I mean, my bass player was so happy. He had like tears. he was like, oh, no, he couldn't even talk. He was just like, oh. It was like, I'm like, yeah, Mr. Purdy, yeah, sit down, have some breakfast. You know, it was like, so yeah, it was cool. It was very cool.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, Ray.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry it took so long. You know, Apple and Microsoft don't like to talk to each other, but no. I figured it out. So
we're glad they did.
Thank you guys.
I hope we get to see you soon.
Yes, please come back to Notodden.
Yes.
I hope. If I'm invited, I will be back. So hopefully.
Then it's fixed.
You got to tell Yostein. Yeah. Invite you back.
He listens to this, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Every time I've come to Notodden, like I said, I think it's been three times. I want to say three times.
Yeah.
Two for sure. But it's been a lot of fun every time. And I look forward to it. When it's on the calendar, it's like, it's a big deal. Because, like, oh, man, we're going to Notodden, man. This is going to be fun. So.
That's really nice.
And now next time, now I know who you guys are. See, so now I'll be like, come dance.
Yeah. That's not going to be a problem for us.
No,
promise. We're going to dance.
You
sure.
Say that now. We shall see.
Yeah.
I'll be talking all night. Yeah. So.
No, but thank you so much for taking the time. And
yeah, thank you.
And it's Mother's Day. So to all your listeners out there, Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Okay.
We'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yes, please. Call anytime.
Perfect. Okay, have a good night. And sleep tight.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I neste episode av Notodden Bluespod.
Og der var det da en publikummer som jeg går ut ifra han var uheldig hos tømte halvliteren sin oppi mitt relativt nye digital piano.
Oi.
Takk til Halvor Halvorsen og Elisabeth Moen Pettersson I Juke Joint Studio på lyd og teknikk. Tusen takk til Kjersti Hortemo Skotte for en kul jingle. Takk til Notodden Blues Festival for oppdraget. Tusen takk til alle gjester som har brukt helger og fritid til å delta I Notodden Bluespod. Og tusen takk til deg, kjære lytter, som hører på podcasten vår. Vi høres I neste episode. Bluespod.